Welcome to the fifth session of the practice of direct awakening. In the previous session, we discussed the two selves, our learned ego I, our personal sense of self that we've acquired over time from our past history, and the natural and authentic self that is at the core of our being, always present. In the sessions that follow, we'll be exploring our true self. How could we ever miss seeing it? It's right here, right now, where it has always been. Just a turn inward, a slight tweak of our attention, and there it is. Our true self is the essence of our being, the source of a joyful life, and the center of our awakening. Please close your eyes, find a comfortable position, and listen to this short teaching with focused attention, returning your attention whenever it wanders. Remember, focused attention deactivates the brain centers that support the wandering mind. So it's a powerful practice. We get both the deactivation of that center in the brain that causes restlessness from focusing on the practice and in the pauses in the practice itself. Two for one. The authentic self can only be revealed by directly looking at and learning from your immediate experience. That's what's called first-person direct knowing. That's what we will be doing in this practice. I will point you towards the essential difference between the usual ego, personal I, and your authentic and true self during the practice. Let's begin. Our usual I is full of mental content, thoughts, feelings, habits, patterns, and mental images. It seems to never stop chattering, and we're continuously defined, pulled around, and influenced by this mental content. Unlike our ordinary I, your true self has no content. It does not dart here and there, generating ceaseless mental activity. Your true self is not a home to past history or future projections. Past and future belong to this personal, ego-acquired sense of I. The true self is a simple, still, spacious, easeful, and aware self. You can only know your authentic self by experiencing it directly within. So I can only point to it. The experience must be your own. Continue with your eyes closed, sitting comfortably. Let's once again practice the steps in calming the mind. First, take a deep breath in, rapidly blow it out, simultaneously dropping all of your mental activity, and then pause or hold the breath, resting in the natural stillness that occurs with breath holding. Repeat this practice for the next minute. Appreciate the stillness, the awareness, the silence that's naturally there without effort when you simply pause and hold your breath. Remember, you can extend the duration and depth of calm by prolonging your breath pause, your breath hold. The end of your breath hold. Carry that remembrance of the stillness into your inspiration, expiration, and then pause again. Remember, you can use this powerful ancient practice whenever your busy mind takes over, during your formal practice or during your daily experiences. Next, return to normal breathing so that your breathing is soft, slow, and harmonious. And begin now the slow and extended duration of the in and out breaths, slow and long breath in, taking the pause of the breath and resting in the stillness at the peak of inspiration, long breath out, you can take a slow, short pause at the end of expiration. Give your attention on this practice and continue for the next minute or so. Now, slowly let go of your focus on the breath. Drop into the calm and still mind. Even if you're not completely there, you can fake it a bit. And let's begin looking directly at your mind. At your aware mind. The mind of your true self. Preparation, drop all mental commentary and mental activity, past thoughts, future plans, even thoughts of right now. Put it all aside. Let everything empty out so that your mind is free of content. Relax fully your mind and your body. When everything is emptied out, notice that all that's left is a simple, unchanging awareness. There's no content. Your usual mind may create some subtle background activity, but your empty, natural self, your natural awareness, is unaffected by subtle background activity. So disregard, don't give any attention to any remnants of your usual I. Any residual thoughts, feelings, or images, let them go. Do not give them any attention. They're not who you are. It's okay. They can go on their own. Now I'll ask you some questions to assist you in observing your deeper self. Let the answers and observations come spontaneously from this natural, simple, pure awareness. Do not seek answers from your usual mind or thinking process. Do not ponder. Now, just looking at this experience of your still, natural mind, does this still, natural mind have any personal history, judgments, interpretations, future projections, any content at all? Look carefully and verify yourself that your natural mind is empty. It's simply aware and present to moment-to-moment activity. Is there the usual sense of time? Or is there no sense of time whatsoever? Take a look. Let the answer come spontaneously from your observation. The personal mind is filled with content and busy. the natural mind is still and empty by nature. Can you see that difference between the stillness and presence and beingness of your natural mind and the chatter and constant movement of your personal sense of self? When you have found no permanent content in your natural self, rest with that simple, easy presence, awareness, and beingness that is who you naturally are. No place to go, nothing to do, just rest, experience, abide. Remain alert. The natural mind is just here as it is, right now. Nothing happening, no place to go, nothing to do, just an open, easeful, alert, effortless awareness and presence. Do not mistake this for passivity, as we will learn later. The natural mind is very wise and capable of effective action. Be right here, right now, and experience the still emptiness that is revealed as the center of your being. Experience this for yourself and abide in it. The wise teacher says, not knowing that this state is within oneself, how amazing that one searches for it elsewhere. Although it is clearly manifest, like the radiant disk of the sun, how amazing that so few see it. The unsurpassed supreme instruction is drop everything, don't grasp anything, experience what is there, aha, it's you. Welcome home. You have now seen for yourself the empty, content-free nature of the natural mind. In the next session, we will look directly at the pristine awareness of your true self. I will leave you now, but you can continue by yourself. And please practice dropping into your still empty mind, your true self, in both your formal sessions and for brief moments throughout the day, so you become increasingly familiar with who you are, and this still natural self becomes the background of all of your life experience.